Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is October 29th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1955, the Soviet battleship Novorossiysk strikes a World War II mine in the harbor at Sevastopol. In 1956, Israeli forces invade the Sinai Peninsula and push Egyptian forces back toward the Suez Canal. Thus, the Suez Crisis begins. Also in 1956, the Tangier Protocol is signed, resulting in the international city of Tangier being reintegrated into Morocco. In 1957, Israel's Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion and five of his ministers are injured when a hand grenade is tossed into Israel's parliament, the Knesset. In 1961, Syria exits from the United Arab Republic. In 1964, Tanganyika and Zanzibar unite to form the Republic of Tanzania. In 1964 as well, a collection of irreplaceable gems, including the 565-carat Star of India, is stolen by a group of thieves from the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. In 1966, the National Organization for Women is founded. In 1969, the first-ever computer-to-computer link is established on the ARPANET, the precursor to the Internet. In 1980, a demonstration flight of a secretly modified C-130 for an Iran hostage crisis rescue attempt ends in a crash at Eglin Air Force Base's Duke Field, Florida, leading to the cancellation of Operation Credible Sport. In 1983, over 500,000 people demonstrate against cruise missiles in The Hague, Netherlands. And in 1991, the American Galileo spacecraft makes its closest approach to 951 Gaspra, becoming the first probe to visit an asteroid. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, October 29. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.